and the hard shell thing that moves slow.
Oh, snail.
And the bigger one that
Scott. Turtle.
Yeah.
Or a terrapin.
Yes, yes. And something that it looks like a tiny lobster that you find in freshwater streams. That
not a crawfish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard it called a crawdad?
Yes, they call them crawdads around
they
here.
They do. They mm-hmm. call them around here too. And what about the particular type of seafood, the small with a they have like a fan tail on that people use for like creole.
Crayfish.
Mm-hmm. And then the ones that come out of the ocean that
shrimp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shrimp.
And now this is about insects. This part now the type of insect that'll come in at night and fly around the light.
We just call them light bug.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't
you
know
do?
What they. Moth.
Yeah, it is mm-hmm. a type. Mm-hmm. And then the plural of that would be.
Of moth. Mm-hmm. Be moths.
And the type of bug that has a light in its tail.
Of course, actually, we used to call them light bugs, I believe we called them, that are really fireflies.
Mm-hmm. And what about an insect that's got a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it would be like around a pond or something? A lot of times people say it's a sign that there are snakes around.
I don't think I know
what
those are.
Have you heard of dragonflies?
Dragonflies, yes, I have.
Have you ever heard them call anything else?
No.
Like when you, a snake doctor?
Mm-mm. Never did.
What about stinging insects?
We have wasps, of course, around here, mm-hmm. bumblebees, regular bees.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those are the primary ones we have around here.
Mm-hmm. And what about the things that, that make their nest out of mud?
Those are dirt daubers.
And the things that fly around at night and bite you.
Mosquitoes.
And the little ones that burrow in your skin.
Those are ticks. Are they, or you may be thinking of chiggers.
Yeah. And the insects that hop around in the grass, the green ones that.
Green, oh, grasshopper?
Mm. Mm-hmm. And a little fish that's used for bait.
Minnow.
And the thing made by a spider.
A web.
Now, when it's in a house, you call it a?
Spider web.
Now, the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground are called?
Roots.
And the?
Now, my father said roots.
Oh, he did?
He also said room.
Oh, he did?
Which I guess
oh,
is a Virginia
mm-hmm.
pronunciation. Because mm-hmm. he always said mm-hmm. those kind of things. And same way with roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where you have roof.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
said roof.
Every one of those. Yeah. You know what you call the kind of tree that people tap for sugar?
Yeah, usually it's maple.
And do you know of what they call like a bunch of maple trees, of those type of maple trees growing together?
No.
And, well, name some like common shade trees.
Elms and oaks and. Black gum we have around here, cottonwood. Maple, did I say maple?
Mm-hmm. What about sycamore? Do you
sycamores
have?
Are some, uh-huh.
Now, the type of tree that George Washington cut down was a...
It was supposedly a cherry tree.
Yes, I'm sure he never did that. Now, a shrub that has berries on it that gets real red in the fall.
Nandina?
And, this one is supposed to be, some people think it's poison. It's supposed to be poison.
Sumac.
Yeah.
And they call them shoemakes.
Yeah. And what about the kind of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush up against them?
Poison ivy.
And the kinds of berries that you might have around here.
Oh, we have strawberries, blackberries, boysenberries. We don't have any raspberries. Some people might grow raspberries.
Mm-hmm.